Blog Talk Radio.
You're on.
Good evening. This is We Talk Productions, one of the few Black-owned radio stations, and you're live with the best mind in Black America, Meeshawn Williams, and this is the Cutting Edge Show. This evening, we will be discussing apprenticeship programs with Urban Outlook. Welcome to my show.
Okay.
Okay. The first question I want to ask is, are apprenticeships good for African Americans?
Yes, apprenticeship programs are good for any American. But before we start, I would just like to get on the why it's important for me when I say African Americans, because, you know, for so long when we was younger, you know, our parents or grandparents would say, just get a job and it'll be okay. You know, just get a job and diploma and it'll be all right. But it's more than just getting a job. Anybody can get a job, but a lot of jobs have set us back, has kept us into poverty, has kept us, you know, behind the financial means for our kids when we got to struggle. It's more to just getting a job. You have to get the right job, the right program, even if you don't go to college, you know what I mean, if you don't join the service. But I'm saying for the average person that's maybe you don't have the GPA level, but, you know, want to learn and earn as you go. But like I said before, you know, for years they've been telling us just finish school, but it's so much important. How many of us finish school and still live in poverty? You know, we're still day-to-day with means of food, transportation, catching the bus, just trying to struggle. So I would tell the young generation, now that you have kids, young kids coming up, it's okay, sit down at the dinner table and say, okay, let's talk about earning potential. I would start off in 10th grade, you know what I mean? Not all the time, just, hey, you know, what you going to do? Price is high, things going up. And that's what we need to tell our kids. You know, all this about turf and all this foolishness. What's your earning potential going to be, son or daughter, if you don't want to go to school? Okay, what's plan B? What's plan C? There's other plans. You know, what do you enjoy doing? What do you like doing? I think that's the best thing, I mean, before we start getting to the apprenticeship program. I think that's for African-Americans, black and brown, or anyone, really. What's your earning potential? What you going to be? Because, like I said, everybody not fit for the big universities. Everybody don't want to go. But there's a lot of good apprenticeship programs that are out there that can help us, you know what I mean, survive, for our family to make good money, you know what I mean, buy the house and do the vacation that we want and all the other stuff. And that starts with, you know, young age, you know what I mean, keep them out of trouble. And, you know, so that's how I would like to go over that tonight, you know what I mean. It's just more than just graduate. Hell, how many of us graduate and still, you know, you look up, now you still paycheck to paycheck, dollar to dollar. So, you know, you want to graduate, you want to learn as you go and earn as you go. And you want to see your money rise. So you sit back and say, okay, you know what I mean? I'm really doing something for myself now. You know what I mean? I'm really making a progress, and I'm learning as I go along. So that's the main thing I'm trying to get out of here tonight on the radio show is earn while you learn, and let's prepare our kids, and either grandkids, nieces and nephews, but okay, what's that next step? If you don't plan on going to college, you don't want to do all that, you know, you don't want to join the service, you don't want to be a poet, you know, what is the next thing that you can do so you can make good money, so you can get out of my house, so I won't have to take care of you, can take care of you and your own kids, and that's the bottom line. So, okay, let me ask you, what was that question you asked again?
Okay. I had asked, but you answered it. I asked, are apprenticeships good for African Americans? The answer was yes. But I have another question. What are the incentives for taking on an apprenticeship?
There's a lot of incentives for taking on an apprenticeship program. Earning while you learn, see recognition and qualifications, gain independence and respect, gain work experience, improve your employability, develop your skills, discover your earnings and potential, to learn new stuff, save money, be a productive citizen. So, I mean, those are, you know, a pretty good incentives for, you know, joining the apprenticeship program. This is one of the best I know. you know, from like I said, from where we started. I mean, those are some good incentives. It could be more than that, but it's earning potential just a lot that that a lot of Americans over the years have gone on, and you know, reap the good the benefit of you know of apprenticeship programs. You know, the outlook on stuff. You know, I mean, where they are. I have personally seen people, heard people tell me that was struggling, went through your climbing here. Now he bought a house. He doing good stuff. He on drugs no more. And so, you know, he in his 40s now, but late 20s, he decided to get on a plumbing program. One guy got an electrician program. He worked for HUD. And he worked for HUD. He got on the electricity program. He fixed houses and all that, clean houses. He said, hey, you know what, man, I think, you know, HUD giving me this electrician apprenticeship program at the college, at the local college in the evening. I think I'm going to take that up. I told him, man, that's good. Go for it. Anybody can clean houses when somebody went out at HUD. That's in every city in the projects or whatever, you know, you Section 8 house and all that. But he wants to be more and do more. Now, years later, look at him now. He's been at HUD a long time, over 20 years now. He do side work. He make that side money. What a big, beautiful house. Big, beautiful house. So, like you said, that was the best thing for him, that apprenticeship program. And with HUD, he was already working. And they just sent him to night school, and they just work with him hands-on every day. You know, they put him with another electrician guy, and the guy took his time, and now he's looking back. Now he's making great money. You know, he's still working for HUD, and he's working for himself, putting up fixtures and doing stuff and making good money on the side. So, like, that's a lot of good incentives for it. You know what I mean? If you learn and you get licensed, you know what I mean, you can work for a company, and then you can do your little side hustle. And you ain't slanging dope or whatever, but you you know what I mean. You go in the house and you doing other work. You know, I know a guy who put down marble tiles and floors like that. He worked at the beach, gated communities, make big money. So those are you know some good incentives for going on. You know what I mean? My potential. I mean, so I mean you learn as you go, you earn, and you know one day you're looking up. You ain't paycheck to paycheck. You know, your one paycheck taking care of everything just about. So, you know, so that's, you know, some of the good, you know, incentives that are good for apprenticeship programs. I teach wherever I go. You know, I teach the young kids about the apprenticeship programs. Wherever I go, I try to talk to them. Some hard heads, some don't want to listen, some do. But the ones who do, you know, they understand it. Just like in the trucking business, when I used to drive trucks over the road, mostly every guy I talked about it in driving trucks, now they love it. Now they make a 70, 80, some making $90,000 a year. But 3 weeks of training, you know, you can't beat that. So there's always incentive to the future. Okay, what is my outlook for the future? So I'm either study and do some things, but that's anybody.
How can someone create an apprenticeship program?
First of all, you have to think it through. You think it through, discuss your apprenticeship strategies with both your business leaders and the employees. Then I guess you can look for partners, successful apprenticeship programs, you know, often involve collaboration among various partners because you have to come together with different people depending on what you want to start. You might have everything, but you want to start, but you might have people to help you out. Y'all come together and y'all get this apprenticeship program together, get this apprenticeship program going, and you know, you have to work with different people, you know, build the engine. And basically, that's an apprenticeship program. It's like an engine. It will have moving parts, so that means different people. Everybody got to get together and come to help you out so you can build that, create that apprenticeship program. So, because you might not get to do it yourself, but a couple of people get your heads together and we're going to figure out how to get an apprenticeship program started. So, it might not be all you, but you might need help from over here and over there. So you build that engine of people and like a working parts and all y'all work together to start your apprenticeship program. And consider the registration to the program at the U.S. Department of Labor. And then when you get that, you just say to the U.S. Department of Labor, I got this apprenticeship program down and, you know, I'm going to start this thing off and, you know, see how it goes and, you know, go from there. But, yeah, it's going to take. So if you think it's going to be by yourself, maybe you could, but you know what I'm saying, in order for something successful to work, it takes more parts. So, you know, it takes a lot of moving parts for an organization to work, things to work out, in your favor. But anybody decides to do it, you know, you got to have multiple partners and dedicated people who are willing to, you know, put in the work, you know, to put in the progress. So, you know, that's a lot of moving parts. So, you know, it may take a while, but, you know, if you've got the right frame of mind, you can do it.
How can someone get into an apprenticeship program?
I guess they can, first of all, complete your high school diploma or your general education diploma or some type of GED or some type of, you know, something like that, and, you know, research the potential careers or research of what you want to do or which one you want to get into. Whether it's HABC, plumbing, welding, just whatever you decide you want to do, make sure that's what you, like to do. You know, you can create a resume, or if you know what company you want to go to, you can email them, or just enroll. You can just, like I said, enroll. You can call or email the certain companies that you want to get involved with. There's a lot of them out there. I think you have to go on the website and find which one, and just let them know. And if you know somebody already in it, you know, just get the information from them. And, you know, because a lot of times, you know, you get information. A friend of mine years ago, African-American guy, was into underwater whaling. He said that's what happened to him. You know, he was over there one day, and a lot of white people standing up there, and they had their whaling stuff on by a lake in Jacksonville, and he said, "Wasn't too many African Americans around there." And he just asked them. He said, "Because I knew wherever all the white guys was, that was gonna be money." He said, "That was gonna be." And I was right in the water. He said, "So I went there, and you know, they told me what to do." And he said, "He's making big money. He's underwater whaler. And he cleans. He well underwater, and he cleans ships underwater. I mean, so he know how to dive underwater. And he cleaned boats and stuff up, and he make big money." So he was telling me he can only stay in the water 2 hours a day or three, but he make big money. You know, he go everywhere. So if you see something, speak up, just ask. You know what I mean? That's how he did it. He said, "Yeah, I just saw him over there, and I just looked like it was interesting, and I wanted to do it. And, you know, I just stepped to him and asked him, and they told me where to go. And he said, I knew it was good. He said, I knew it was going to be a great job because it wasn't, he said, I knew it was a high-paying good job because it wasn't too many African-Americans over there. And he said, that's why I knew that had to be me, because that's where the money at. He said, wherever it's not too many African-Americans, that majority of the time, that's where all the big money at." So, which is true. So, you know, that's how to get into the apprenticeship program. You just log on, look. If you see somebody going to do something, just say, hey, young man, I would like to get in that hoodoo. I talk to you. Just sometimes you just open your mouth, word of mouth. You can go to different stuff. You can like the train, like CSX, train stations. I noticed when I used to take some classes at the college, I remember seeing train engineers and all that. Like I said, it wasn't too many blacks. It was only three, it was 20-something whites, only three black guys there. And when the black guys told me, you know, at UNL, he said, "Hey, man, I know this had to be because this isn't where the money at. Where we ain't, it's where the money at." And so, you know, he never looked back. I never saw him again, but I know another guy who worked with CSX who traveled a lot. He made big money, too. So, like he said, yeah, great money. So, you know, you just have to see. Looking at every city, whether it's Florida, Georgia, you know, Chicago, California, whatever city you're in, you can look for, you know, apprenticeship programs. So your Department of Labor Apprenticeship Program website, Illinois Apprenticeship Job website, Apprenticeship Job Gov, Florida Department of Education org. Or you can go to FDLOE org. I mean, so there's a lot of apprenticeship programs in whatever city you at that are looking for people, especially in high tech. You know, especially looking for high tech. So if you will high tech savvy in California, they're looking for a lot of those. But those are just some of the places that you can go to where you can get, you know, learn about this education, learn about you know, stuff where you earn and learn. I think that's the best way to go to get prepared for your family. You know what I mean? You're working, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You may work 4 hours a day and go to school 4 hours a day. So you're making a little money as you're learning. So you can't beat that. You're getting some, you know, so some benefit there. And I say when you go there, just study, learn, and you know, do the best you could. And just remember, I'm starting at the bottom of level two. But I'm working my way up, you know, to make big money. We all have to start somewhere. You know what I mean? Everybody, you got to crawl before you walk. So you got to do something before you go ahead. So that's, you know, those are just some of the ways you can get into the apprenticeship program. Like I said, never said it, just log on, like I said, you know. And, like I said, I'm going to go over it again. Apprenticeship.gov, Illinois Apprenticeship Jobs, U.S. Department of Labor Apprenticeship Program website, Florida Department of Education org. So those are just some of them. But, you know, then you got New York, you got Washington, you got a lot of places. California, Cincinnati, it doesn't, wherever you go, a major city or close to it, you know, that's a program in Louisiana. I know a guy from Louisiana took a program out, and I don't know the name of Red Hand, apprenticeship program for 4 years. And like you said, he's making $88,000 a year. Mm-hmm. He's staying in Mississippi now because he's not too far. He bought a house in Mississippi. It was a lot cheaper. But like you said, but it was an apprenticeship program that you just couldn't beat. But so, you know, that's why I was still started. You just have to do your leg work and whatever else come above, you know, come above. But as you have to put the work in, you just can't sit and think somebody going to come to you. You just have to go out there and speak, okay? But I wouldn't jump into anything. I tell a lot of people, before, young people, before you jump into the apprenticeship program, see if it's something that you want to do, even if it's temporarily. You know, what's your second choice? Okay, I learned this, and I'm going to go jump on something else that I know I can make money on this. You know, so that's it.
Okay. If anybody has a call, want to call and make a comment or has a question, call 516-531-9540 and press 1. The number is 516-531-9540 and press 1. Okay, do apprenticeship programs accept felons?
Yes, some do. Yes, you have to look for the ones that do.
Okay, for when can
yes,
I
Yes, some do.
I think somebody has a question or comment.
Yes, I have a question. Are the apprenticeships open to women, or are they just for men? And what's the age limits? Hello?
Yes. Okay, yes. Most apprenticeship programs are offered to women, but the majority of them are, you know, for men. The majority of the apprenticeship programs are really open up to 18 to 24, and some of them you have to do a physical test, you know what I mean, because the younger you are, the more physical you are. Some of them do give you a little physical test, but, yeah, that's our apprenticeship program is offered to women. Really, you got – actually, you got apprenticeship programs in beauty, cosmetology, and distinctive. You got massage therapy, you got culinary art and catering, you got HAB hit and ventilation, air conditioning, you know, for women, you know, certain fields, construction, you know, for women. So, but I don't think there's a lot of women going out there for construction, but there are, you know, beauty and cosmetologists and makeup and massage therapy, apprenticeship programs out there that's dedicated for women. So, you know, but, you know, like anything, majority of them
are female. Are you saying a woman could not get into an apprenticeship for a welder or air conditioning program?
Yeah, I just said HVAC heat and ventilation and air conditioning. They can do welding too. But I said, what I'm saying is you won't see a lot of them. Majority of all the apprenticeship programs are open for women and females. I'm saying, if you can pass the physical test and do what you got to do, like firemen, they have fireman programs for women, apprenticeship programs for women. So, you know, I think it's open for everybody. It just depends on if that's what they want to get into and do. And I say, if you want to do beauty and cosmetology and you don't want to pay for it, I would get an apprenticeship program. You know, have them pay for it and learn. At the same time, if you don't want to pay for beauty school or cosmetology and makeup and all that, they have apprenticeship programs that help women do all that. So the apprenticeship program is I think it's good for both women and men, you know, women and men to just up our potential, our money earning and our learning. So I think it's always a good vocation, good for women and men, you know. So you can train at the Department of Labor and Adult Continuing Education. So, you know, they have a lot of programs there.
So back to, I want to talk about the felons and apprenticeship programs.
Mm-hmm.
So do apprenticeship programs accept felons?
Yeah. Some of them accept felons. Some of them are self-filing. But you got to find the right ones. You know, I know the Urban Apprenticeship Justice Program. You know, apprenticeship programs. That's a good one that work with the justice program for inmates for fee. You know how they're doing, but it's not a lot of them. But I know it's the Urban Apprenticeship Justice Program. I know they're good for it. So, you know, but for the inmates, that's another good thing to get into. Inmates can get into truck driving. There's some trucking companies that hire inmates, you know, certain ones, certain jobs that get inmates into the workforce. There are not many, but there are some that do. So, you know, apprenticeship programs. There are some good apprenticeship programs out there. So, yeah. So we just have to one of the biggest ones I know is the Urban Apprenticeship is Justice. You have to go in there and they have to do a real report, your background, and get in touch with you and see what's going on. But a lot of times with some inmates, they don't get on there. Some inmates, they can learn if they go alone and own their own business and stuff. But I know trucking is good. I know a couple of guys who got their own lawn service business, food catering, food trucks. So sometimes you have to go out of the way if you're an inmate. I think I know two of them that own painting companies. So a lot of times, you know, you have to do what you got to do to you working yourself well. Some inmates tell me that, they just want to work for themselves. They don't want to deal about the man, put up their record because that's old news. They ain't even on that type of lifestyle no more. And some of them do apprenticeship program. I know one of them do employment. He did apprenticeship program. He did 6 years in prison, apprenticeship program. He made good money. He worked for David Plumbing, a local company here in Florida. But he's an inmate. I know another two guys who do painting. Lawn service, two of them own food trucks now. So I think a lot of times, you know, when you're an inmate, you have to see what company's hiring, finish your program's good, and, you know, try to figure out what's right for you, because a lot of times, you know, you don't want to work in nickel and dime, and, you know, some people hold a record over your head even though you did your time and you're not the same person you was at 18 or 19. Some people still, you'll hold that over your head, so you don't want that, so you want, like, okay, let me just hustle and do what I got to do. Sometimes you got to take a job that you don't want to do until you get the job that you want to do. So, you know, like a friend of mine, he had to do a lot of stuff, but he wanted his school truck. So, okay, like I got to go do for them, these white folks' job, they're looking at me crazy, but I got to be here a couple of years, and I'm going to get my own little food truck, and now he's doing good. And I guess last I heard, he's somewhere down there by Cocoa Beach, Cocoa, Florida. Him and his girl running a food truck, making good money. So, you know, but like I said, sometimes, you know, for inmates, it's always such for African American inmates. So that's something that you got to be thinking about, you know, to get on the board and, you know, to work hard. Because African Americans, sometimes, you know, we have to do the stuff we don't want to do to get ahead. But anytime you got a goal in mind, anytime you're in prison, you got a goal in mind. A future goal in mind. You got to say, no, I got to do this bullshit that I want to do. So I get where I got to get because I have. But if you go in a job every day and you're feeling down, you know, you're going to feel better at yourself. If you got a common goal in your head for future, you say, you know what, I'm working on the goal. So that means if you go in that low paying job, you can take it every day because you know what, this ain't the end. It's just a stepping stone, and I'm going to have my own stuff. So a lot of inmates over the years who own business and all that, that's what they had to do. I worked with someone like that. Got out of prison, hey, man, I don't want to be washing dishes back there, man. But I got to do what I got to do. 2 years, bam, he doing his own thing. Now he doing real good. And that was in the 90s. And the brother doing real good. The house, family, and all that. And so, you know what I mean? That's because, you know what I'm saying, he had a set goal. You know what I'm saying? I'm just here to do what I got to do. I mean, I'm just a stepping stone. Just to get to the next level. And the level bring him to where he at now. Now he, you know, fits the one and doing good. So, you know. But the Urban Apprenticeship Justice Program is, you know, where you should start. When I say even if you're, even if that, you know, any inmate should just start something for yourself. Sooner or later, you should, like, you know, I don't want anybody in my business. Let me just go ahead and do what I got to do. But there's trucking business that starts for inmates, too. Inmates that, you know, because some inmates don't want anybody in their business. Some inmates don't want to work for everybody. Some people just can't work for everybody. Some people just got to work alone. So you have to get, you know, the business that, that can work with you, or you have to get the apprenticeship program. That's where, you know, you can work by yourself unsupervised. And a lot of people don't like working. Like, and I know, you know, one of my friends, like I said, went to prison. He don't like working with nobody. So like he said, he learned the plumbing and had to work under the guy for 2 years, and now he a master plumber. Now he got his own truck. They call him. He do side work. He worked with the company. And so he made about $100,000 last year. So, I mean, it's not all easy work. A lot of work was dirty. You have to see some dirty stuff. But like you said, it pays the bills. And, you know what I'm saying? And he get to live nice. So, you know. But as far as that, that's it. And actually, I'd like to talk about anything else.
Yeah, I did Google what trades felons can do. And they can work in construction. They can do welding. They can be an electrician.
Yeah.
They can be an HVAC technician, carpenter.
An iron worker.
Well,
skilled
jobs. They hire them.
A line.
Truck driver, like you said. And military will take certain felons. I did find that out.
Yeah.
So those are apprenticeship programs that are ex-offender friendly. And they do offer second chances for employment. So
yeah.
What else did you want to talk about?
Oh, no, I was just saying, but I just wanted to go over some of the careers for the high-paying apprenticeship jobs.
Okay, let me see if any callers want to say anything first. Oh, dial 516-531-9540 and press 1 if you have a comment or a question. The number is 516-531-9540 and press 1. Okay, the high-paying jobs.
Yeah, the high-paying apprenticeship jobs are, you know, electrician, power drivers, operators, carpenters, elevator installers and repairs, plumber, pipe filters, steam filters, iron workers, mechanics, and tool and die makers. Linemen's lineman program are I still look the best lineman that goes on top of, you know, the electricity company or where you pay your electricity lineman. They get paid from 50 to over 100,000 a year, but those are some of the best paying apprenticeship programs you can get. That's top of the line. I think if I had to go back in time, again, I think I'll do that. And then you know, I tell a lot of people I know from working, you know, with the city, and I know two African-American linemen that make good money. I mean, one time it was a hurricane a couple of years ago, and the brother said he made over $109,000 because it was a hurricane came in Florida, and everybody likes us out, but he said they've been on over time. So, you know, and he told me, he said, yeah, I already made over $1 million. He had a beautiful house with a built-in pool, all that. So, like he said, I tell any guy, man, get with the lineman program, man. It's a apprenticeship program, you know what I'm saying? It's not going to be many of us there. But, you know, if you want to make some good money, that's the best program to go into, and they're all over the city. So that's what I would suggest. But then you got, you know, elevator installers. They make $70,000, $80,000, or $90,000 a year to repairs. So, you know, those are some of the good power drivers. You know, they make pretty good money too. So those are some of the high paying. Because I know sometimes, you know, people like to say, what's the high paying jobs? You know, where I can make the real money, where I can really chill and do what I got to do. So those are the ones that I was giving out. You know what I mean? Those are. You know, those are ones I would be interested in. I think if I had to be a 19 or 20-year-old again, I think I would go harder for the lineman program. Might as well get a little bit. I know I have to work with a lot of folks that don't like us, but you know what I mean? I'm just there to make my money and go home. So, you know, that's one of the things I was trying to tell everybody about. And for the apprenticeship programs that's in the most demand, it's the BA system apprenticeship, construction apprenticeship, human resource management, engineering apprenticeship, and banking apprenticeship programs. Those are some of the ones that's in it's in the most demand in high tech field. So, you know, if you really want to, you know, get into it with high demand, and then, so you know when it's high demand, it's gonna pay good. So that's and then you know if you like to wear a suit and tie, you know, you might want to get into the engineering program, or you might human resource or the banking program. You know, you want to. Dress sophisticated. You don't want your hands all beat up and all that. You want to make good money. You want to put on that three-piece suit. Well, you know, you got your banking. You got your human resource. You know what I'm saying? So those are the programs for the guys who want to look good, or young ladies who want to look good and dap. You feel, those are programs that you mostly want to get into. But like I said, every program is good. Every program is good, but sometimes it has its ups and downs, the learning. The levels of how many years you want to go, the levels of program. You got level 2, you got level 3, you got level 4 and 5. The more levels you got, the higher your education going to be, and the more your paternities, your earning potentials are going to be.
Does anybody have any questions or comments? Dial 516-531-9540 and press 1. Now, are there a lot of African Americans in these apprenticeship programs, like the besides like construction?
Not a majority. Honestly, the majority of us are in construction. Carpenters, maybe mechanics, but majority of us are into really construction, you know, maybe the plumbing, you know, stuff like that. But, you know, I would really like for the African Americans to get more into the elevator installers or repairs. Those, you know, those making buku money, you know. Filters, they make pretty good too, but I would love for us to get more into that that lineman program, or that elevator installers and repair programs, the power drivers, operators. Not a lot of things that. That's when you're building stuff over water. You power driver operators, you building to the foundation of the earth. It's not a good money too. You know, I see them build bridges and. Holds up and then not.
Hello?
Hello? Question or comment?
I have a question. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. You said, like, the ones, the apprenticeships that the black men apply for, like construction and those kind, are they not applying for the high-paying ones, or they just won't let them in?
Good question. Good question. I think
the reason I ask, because a lot of times we tend to go to the ones that's easiest to get into instead of being a stepping stone and getting into one and let others know, you know, how to get into one of those too. Because I think around where I live, the reason some of them are only working in construction because they take the easy way out, because they know they can get construction jobs, because if not, a lot of those construction jobs are federally funded a lot of the times, and they have to let them in. And some of them around here, they won't let them in, even if they applied to get into a training program.
Yes, it is.
There's a lot of discrimination for these other jobs against African Americans.
No, I don't too much know about discrimination. I just know there are certain ones that give you a test sometimes, and the apprenticeship program give you a test. You know, for the high-paying jobs like the lineman or the pile drivers, there are certain ones that's more up in the scale, because those are, you know, those are the top tier. You know what I mean? Those are where you're going to see all the white boys run to. You know what I mean? They're going to run to the top tier. And over the top tier, you know, it's going to be one of them. And sometimes you have to take a test. It's more harder to get into, because they, like, you know, they may say, we only have like 10 openings this year. You know what I mean? From high class apprenticeship programs. And so, you know, 20 or 30 people may apply. Then they're going to want the high score. So evidently that's going to leave us out. You know what I mean? They, okay, you know what I'm saying? We only got 20 openings or 15 openings. 40, 50 people apply. You know what I mean? So, you know, some of them, you know, you don't pass the test high enough. But, you know, you're a few points behind, you're a few points here, you're a few points there. So then again, that leaves the African Americans out. Then that's the cost. They won't say they mistreat nobody. You're just saying bring your levels up, you know what I mean? So, I mean, they got ways of doing stuff like that. I know for a fact, you know, people told me. So, you know, you can get into, yeah, so they do stuff like that too. So
could
once you get the test, you know how to do it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. What is your field of work to the gentleman?
Oh, my field of work.
Yes.
Yeah, my field of work, I work for the city heavy equipment operator.
Okay. As an equipment operator, don't you think that some of the black men who have jobs like you do, say whether it's in construction or painters or whatever, you know, it would be a great thing if you all could give classes yourselves, like on a weekend or an evening, to help some of the ones who are not qualified right now, but introduce them to some of the things that they will find on an exam, you know, like a little group, like giving back to the community to help some of the other guys to get in position where they can apply for jobs and not be the last one on the scale for hiring.
Yeah, that's a good. Yeah, I'm looking to that. That is a good idea. You know, to look into something like that. You know, apply. You know, for the future. That's so. But you know, that's one thing that's leaving a lot of African Americans out, because they give us a test. Every time they give us a test, you know what I mean, our numbers don't be high enough to get into Enchilada, what we need to get into. So I think, you know what I mean, certain people can give the test out. I'm looking to that. Some people give the test out for the apprenticeship program so that we get ready for these high-paying apprenticeship programs. So in the future, I might look towards that and get with a couple other guys I know in the future and, you know, see where we go from that at. But that was a great question, very great question, you know, to help more African-Americans get into the system of where we getting financially, you know, paid. The way the world going is, we have to set our step up for, you know, financial future. And we've been getting everything took from us all our life. Every time we build something, they take. So a lot of times we just have to work on the getting stuff for the financial future, right? But like I said before, the apprenticeship program is just a good place to start. You know, you can, but it's something everywhere. But anybody that's listening, like I said, go to being a line or get the right apprenticeship program and start talking to your kids, nieces and nephews or whatever. Now, by 10th, 11th grade, that's a good time to start talking to them to get their mind ready for what you're going to go into. So, but like I said, you know, it's top notch. As a matter of fact, and I would Google it. If I really want to make some money.
Mm-hmm. And another thing I think they could do is, you know, what hurt a lot of young black men was they took the technical classes out of the high school, because before they learned electrician and different things in those technical classes, and they took them all out. And I think that's one of the things they did to hurt us, because the white young men, their fathers taught them. And if you don't have a dad that knows anything about that, or you don't have a dad in your family household, you're not learning trades or anything like that. And I think we need to go back to the school system and find a way that they put them back in the school. Because when I was growing up, my brothers took technical classes in high school right along with their academic studies that helped prepare them for jobs if you were not going to college. And they aren't doing that anymore. And it's hurting young black men that when they graduate, they aren't qualified to do really anything.
That's true. That's all I was saying. You know, a friend of mine, you're right, you know, we had classes that we taught from, you know, iron classes, different classes we used to take at a vocational school when you was in high school. But over the years, they took that out too, because a friend of mine, he's a machinist. He made real good money. He started like that. So from the same projects, he used to go work after school. He'd go to the
because they used to have woodworking and machine shop.
He went to the machine shop. He was a machine shop, and he's still at the place now or something, whatever, Telerand, making big money. He went to the machine shop, and then when he went there, he went to a program. They got him on there. Like I said, he was one of the only African-Americans there, but, you know, white guys liked because he came in so young, and they taught him everything he know. Now he's making big money, making all type of machines and stuff, and screwdrivers, all type of stuff to go for different companies and all that they're making. And but like I said, he started off as a young man. But you're right, they did take that out, because, you know, when I asked my son about some stuff, he was like, no, they don't have those certain things. Or my nephew don't have those things in class. They took those out. The woodworking, they took all that out. The machine shop, they just took everything out that they used to have for us. So, you know, so. But if we can better get our grades up and get our kids ready for the next workforce, I think the apprenticeship program is still one of the best for us that we go into. Because a lot of times I know they got to make money. So if you want to make money and get your learning power up, I still see the apprenticeship program is good. But that's something we need to do with our with all this stuff going on nowadays. That's something we do to put back in schools. You know, right now is a good time for somebody to stand up and say, hey, let's put these curriculums back in school the way it should have been years ago. They should have never took out, you know what I mean, especially for African Americans. Because now it's like, okay, I got to be a sports guy or I got to be a rapper. What the you know, what the hell else I'm going to do if I don't do that? So there's a lot of stuff that we can do. So, you know.
I'm thinking also that maybe you could get a grant to prove the worth of, you know, training other young black kids at risk. And that probably would help get some of them off the street.
Yes, like I said, I would look into that. If I don't, I can bring the attention to another guy who do stuff like that. He would love to do it. Matter of fact, that's what he do. So I can talk to him and, you know, work with him and get some stuff up, because that's what he do on his website and African Americans. So I'm gonna get with him and take down some notes. So, you know, write down some notes as I'm going along. But yeah, the apprenticeship program would be good for the African Americans. You know, right now, because the way school going on is, and then the coronavirus, folks just graduate, you know what I mean, and finish the school, graduate, and so, you know, at least we got to be prepared. That's what I think. I think the last 2 years of high school, people should be more in an apprenticeship program, but they go to school half a day, and then they just go work, you know, the rest of the time, so we can get our kids more prepared, you know, for our own potential. But in the meantime, we just have to tell our nieces and nephews and anybody we know, co-workers today, look at your kid in the apprenticeship program. So when you go to work Monday or tomorrow, just say, you know, if they got kids and nieces and nephews, don't forget to look at the apprenticeship program. So we start spreading the word of apprenticeship program and how it was and all that, and see how that works out.
I have a question for you also. Okay, how can we, as black people, get more females to go into these fields and take in apprenticeship programs? Because there's a lot of single-parent, female-led households, and these high-paying jobs like apprenticeships would help them tremendously.
Can I answer, Corey? I'll give you one answer. Can I talk?
Go ahead.
Yes.
Okay. One way you could get them to do it, a lot of them are not aware of it. This is something that should be brought forward in different places. Like, you can have a group meeting and you can recruit women for higher paying jobs. They just don't know. They think, like he was saying, these jobs are for men. That's discrimination. It should be for whoever wants to apply for it. There's very few jobs out here now that's strictly for men. And if they knew how much they could make, and some of them are smart enough to pass those tests now, and especially in some of the apprenticeship, they got to have a minority. And see, that's how these white women are getting into it, and they don't even have to be really smart. They get into it because they can classify themselves as a minority woman, as a woman. But black women can go in and give them 2 points. They get points for a lot of the time for hiring women. And they just don't know that it's out there. I think that's why a lot of them aren't working. Like, even in construction, they could be a flag person, and they make at least like $18 or $19 an hour. And who wouldn't want to stand in line? I'd stand in the hot sun, and they would hire me. At least I'd be making more than I would at a fast food restaurant or being a nurse's aide. If I couldn't be a nurse, I would go for a job like that. And I think it's just identifying these things and put it where the women can be aware of what they can do and where, and, you know, who to see and how to get it done.
thank you for that. That's a very good idea.
For myself.
Okay. Yeah, good idea. I think you just have to bring it, you know, to women. After they got the grind and want to get out there, you know, a lot of women don't want to get out there and do that, you know, do that data work. But like I said, you got the beauty. You know, like I said, you have to, I think it's out there for everybody. It just depends on what women want to get out there and do, you know. If they want to get out there and get dirty, some of them do fly, but they want to get out there and, you know, work with a lot of men and got to hear men talk crazy and throw out sexual stuff, I guess it's good for them, you know. But it's out there for everybody. But like I said, you got beauty, you got cosmetology, stuff like that, the apprenticeship programs. But, you know, just set yourself with whether you're a woman or a man, just go out there and, you know, see if that's what you want to do. First of all, before you do it, see if that's really what you want to be into. A lot of women and into that type work, you know, worried about nails and heels and things like that. They're not into stuff like that.
Well, there's a lot of men out there that's worried about the same thing. They don't want to get dirty. They worried about their nails. They'd rather be doing cosmetology themselves and putting on makeup.
Okay, well, those guys that want to do fashion, that's what it is too for them, you know.
It's my turn to attack you on that. Women will do just like men and work for high-paying jobs. I don't think all the women out there are too cute to make $20 to $30 an hour rather than going into a fast food McDonald's making whatever they make. I tell them the only thing McDonald's can do for me is give me their french fries because I don't eat anything else. I would not work for them. I told them I could pick up more bottles and make more than they do. No, women just need to know that those things are out there for them. And one thing I thought about how you could make them aware of it when you get your information together. Most women are caught at church. You could send flyers to the different churches and post whatever information you have on the apprenticeships in your area. And they'll see it because they read things out to the whole congregation. They read announcements and everything else. And I think women, that single parent, they have to act like men. And that means getting a job that a man has. That's the only way they'll be able to take care of their families. They cannot take care of their families being what you call, unless you're really skilled and know how to work that hair, not by going to school. You don't learn what black women do in beauty school. You learn that as you growing up. And they don't need beauty school to do hair because they can do that out of their house and make more money than paying somebody for a booth. They can keep the money all to themselves and don't even have to give it to the internal revenue. So we're going to skip beauty supply unless they're going to open up a shop and have a beauty salon and the nails and everything and charge them an arm and a leg, and then they have to have license for that. But a lot of the stuff as far as doing hair and stuff like that, they need to get out and do some of these things. They can be a lineman. I think they could climb a pole better than some men. Or they can do construction. I see some white chicks out where I live. They drilling. And they're not big women, and they're not ugly women. They're nice-looking women. And most of the time, the men going to help them with their work, so it's going to be easier.
True.
Are there any more questions or comments? The number is 516-531-9540, and press 1.
Yeah, but...
Well, I'd like to say another thing is to the gentleman who is your guest tonight, I thank you for making me aware of that there are apprenticeship programs out there. And I'm going to look up some for my sons and tell them, you know, you can better yourself. Get into one of these programs. You can do it. All you have to do is put your mind to it. And a lot of the young men talk about they can't find a job paying any money. Learn something. That's what I'm going to tell them. And then I might be the one in my area to write a grant for someone and find some of the guys I know who has all these different skills that they should start training these young black men in our area so they can get them off the street, if nothing else, so they can learn something and learn how to take care of themselves instead of trying to be drug dealers. Let the white boy take it back. They brought it in anyway.
And that
thanks,
is so true, but they also need to be able to pass a drug test also.
Exactly.
Because sometimes it's not that they can't pass a written test. Sometimes they can't pass a drug test.
That's
I think
true.
They've gotten smart enough now. They know how to pass the drug test, too. A lot of them do.
Yeah. I don't know if that's good words, but yes, I'm glad I was able to bring the apprenticeship program to everybody tonight that didn't either forgot about it or just went over to everybody's head. But I know that just bring it to the future of our kids and nieces and nephews, that the apprenticeship program is there for the future. You know, we just got to sign up and we just got to go get it. There's a thousand of jobs out there waiting for us. We just have to apply ourselves and be ready to earn and learn. Every day is going to be a good day, but you learn as you go along and you earn it. So that's why I wanted to bring the apprenticeship program to the radio station tonight.
Well, that's good because that's an excellent program for somebody who doesn't want to go to college for years.
Mm-hmm.
And sit there and have to learn and not make that much money while they're there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you ain't making no money in college, you should make a little something. Apprenticeship program. So, you know, I think it was a good topic for tonight. You know, I wish some people take advantage of it and learn. So, if you got grandkids or cousins or nieces and nephews, just instead of them walking the streets and doing that, just put them to the side and say, hey, let's look at some of these programs that you might be interested in. So, you know, and see how it goes from there. But that's life. We just got to keep our head above water and keep, you know, keep grinding.
Well, thank you for being on my show. And also, when you talk to your friend about putting something together, get in touch with me, and I will definitely have you both back on my show so you can let us know what's going on where you're at
no problem,
with the apprenticeship programs.
That's most definitely. You know, we'd love to be back on when we get it together and get with them sometime soon and we'll go with some stuff and, you know, and we'll definitely be back on. So I think it's a good, you know, program to get into African Americans into black and brown. So, you know, I most definitely would do that. So I'm glad for you to get me on your show this week. I appreciate it. And, you know, I just want to bring that to everybody's attention. And thanks for giving me the platform to put it out there for everybody to know about the apprenticeship program for African Americans.
You are welcome. And I will definitely have you back on my show again.
Okay. You know, I'm looking forward to it. I appreciate it, and be safe and stay well with what's going on. Have a wonderful night.
You too, and thank you all for listening.
Okay.